So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
So we're among friends, right? And my friends call me Mara. In Spanish, Mara means magic. Magicians give you the illusion of the impossible made possible. This is my story. Some people have truly incredible business acumen. Others have incredible lucky stars. On July 6th of 2009, I sent an email that defined my future. Subject line, I think I have the next big thing. So let me take you a year back. In May of 2008, I was working in an advertising agency, and, you know, I had this thing, I had the iPhone, you know, of technology, and a friend of mine said, hey, you should do a three-day startup, and I was like, wow, that sounds really great. So, of course, I recruited my biggest cheerleader, also known as my husband, and I was like, dude, let's do this, get the girls into a babysitter for 3 days, you know, forget them, let's go to this three-day startup. So we did. And what was most amazing was that I actually learned all about these like wikis and Twitter, and I knew a little bit about Facebook and websites, and I left there thinking, holy shit, there's this world out there that I just don't know anything about, and I need to figure it out. So a couple months later, just because, you know, that's what sanity does to you, I'm pretty sane, I go to my husband and I was like, look, I think I want to quit my job and start a web development company. And he was like, awesome. You know, you should totally do that. I was like, yeah, right? And he's like, yeah. So in July of 2008, yeah, I mean, seriously, like that was the conversation. So in July of 2008, I quit my job, which was a pretty great one, and decide that I'm going to, you know, go rent a space close to my house, 200 square feet. I, with my last paycheck, went to IKEA, bought my desk, bought my computer, bought my little phone, and I was ready for business at the end of July of 2008. And I remember sitting in the first day, sitting in, you know, at my desk saying, and now what? You know? Anyway, see, this is my notes because now I'm lost. So, so of course, as you guys all know, and Michael Taylor mentioned, the economy tanks in September of 2008, right? So if before it was impossible, now it was truly impossible, right? But at the same time that the economy tanks, Steve Jobs opens up the ability for people outside of Apple to build apps. And I was like, this is it. This is it. This is going to be the biggest marketing revolution anybody has ever seen. And people were like, Magali, nobody even owns iPhones. Like, you're insane. APPs, what are those? Right? So I was like, you'll see. And of course, I went again to, you know, my fellow partner and still 18 years later, best friend and cheerleader. And I was like, dude, see, he used to run restaurants. And I was like, dude, please, listen, Obama just came out with his app. I can rip it off completely and just do it for restaurants. I swear, just pay me nothing, pennies, and I swear to God, I'll get it done. And he was like, okay. So I built one of the first 500 apps in the App Store for La Fogata restaurant, if anybody knows. And, you know, and I was like, this is it. This is my big break. I'm going to be discovered. And reality sets in. Nobody calls. So about 6 months after that, suddenly I get a phone call. Hello? It was a Saturday. Yes? May I speak to somebody from Sweb Development? Yes, that's me. I saw your app at La Fogata restaurant, and I want one for my restaurants in Washington, D.C. What? Oh, my God. My first customer. Of course, yes, no, yes, you know, how you want it. No problem. We can do whatever you want. Yes, you know. So this guy ended up being Dan Simmons, owner of Founding Farmers and Farmers and Fishers, and he had hotels too. And he became one of my greatest mentors. And when I went to sell him into the second application for Blackberries, P.S., that's a long time ago, right? The Blackberries are dead. Android didn't even exist. He said to me, no, Magali, I'm really sorry. I can't afford it. And I thought, what the f? I was told not to say big bad words. And so I was like, what? You can't, and it was nothing, right? Financially, it was nothing for him. And I was like, you can't pay for another app? And I remember thinking, fuck, man, like, now what am I, sorry, what am I gonna do? So my office used to be right in front of El Mirador restaurant, and I went across the street, and I was super bummed, you know. I just asked for a taco, kind of, you know, slowly lifted my hand in depression, asked for, and I started thinking, wait a second, hold on. P.S. I have no technology background, okay? So remember this as I tell you this. I'm like, wait a second. If we already built an app, can't we take those same functionalities and replicate them over and over for somebody else to build them, for people that don't know how to build apps? And I was like, I'm sure we can. So I grab the waiter, pay my bill, run across the street, and I talk to Ricardo, my then intern from Trinity University, first programmer that I had ever had. I'm like, Ricardo, listen, I've had this idea. What do you think? And he's like, yeah. Okay, there's a, like, a constant in my life. Like, nobody says no to me ever, right? So I'm like, that's a great idea. Anyway, so that was the birth of Sweb Apps, which was the first online platform to build your own iPhone application. So I build this thing, right? It's about July. And I decide, you know, I have $10,000 left, which actually really weren't my $10,000. They were Chase Bank's $10,000. Remember how they used to send you checks, you know, in the mail? So it was, you know, I'm like, I have $10,000, also terrible with money. And I need to spend it, so what can I do? I can either, you know, do an IP or, you know, copyright the software, or I can get a PR firm. And I was like, duh, PR firm. So I Googled top 10 tech PR firms. Man, 5 minutes. I'm so off. Okay. So I Googled top 10 tech PR firms, and I get, they're all on the West Coast. I finally get two. I write one of them, and the subject line is, I think I have the next big thing. And the CEO called me that afternoon, and I had a demo to show him. And he loved it so much that the next day he put a team on it. And he explained the following. Do you know anything about PR? And I said, no. And he said, there's top tier national news. There's second tier, like regional news, and then there's third tier, sort of local news. If you get two top tier hits, he said, doesn't mean they're gonna write about you, but what it means is that most second tier and all of third tier will write. And I was like, awesome. So we launched the press release, and we got 12 top tier hits, of which 10 wrote. We were embargoed by Time Magazine. And we were in Time, Entrepreneur Magazine, Business Week, ABC News, Fox Business News. For the first time, I had to buy a damn suit. Anyway, from the night to day, we went from zero to 100, with clients like Al Jazeera calling and asking for business, and Ford Motors, and University of Chicago, and Tupperware. And what I actually realized 8 years later is that it was never really about the next big thing. But you know what it was always really about? Making the impossible possible. Thank you.